CBC Radio Australia.
Well, let me go back Kasim October. That was when Axiom, him applied for export permit for shipping with a nickel where him been mining him law Isabel for go lot of buyers blame overseas. Now, government him rejecting this fella export permit, yeah? Even though Axiom him been operate law Isabel for maybe a year and him got him permit for mine, but lo side lo export na no more. So this was a situation where some Axiom find him himself inside and then other taken this for a case called a court. And the reason why government not give him export permit, him because Axiom not got him provincial business license. This for a license to operate inside the province. So him got him this for a standoff between Axiom and the government. And now him got him other allegations where him been come out where involvement blow this fella, Chief of Staff blow Prime Minister's Office, Robson Dokovic.
Our latest development law here, government have been fining Axiom $1.3 million.
That's right, Sam. So after export permit blow, Axiom had to reject them. Then after that one, foreign investment certificate blame, government too also cancel them that one. Now, as a result, where Axiom have no Garam provincial business license, Ministry of Commerce ought to also impose him one fella fine. Law Axiom and Axiom KB. This one, a local company where him shareholder with him with the landowners. So fine him around $1.3 million Australian dollars or around $7 million Solomon dollars. Me story with him CEO Law Axiom, Ryan Mount, where him tell him that but ought to still but challenge him and but contest him this for a fine because him say him unlawful and him no believe that this one him fair according to law Solomon Islands. And another condition inside law this for a fine too is government ask him Axiom and its directors for hand him over passports block to directors, yeah? Ryan Mount him tell him that this one him no look straight law him, so by him also challenge him and him right go back law Director of Foreign Investment Board for kata rethink about this fella situation. But him name that Axiom got him stuck at different cases now before court this time, from the export permit to the foreign investment certificate. Go come Kasim this fella new one.
And how now him come about now this fella something him go full blown sort of a political tussle, yeah, or any kind of claim counterclaim an accusation between Cyclone Djokovic and also now opposition leader.
That's right, sir. Before you may look at the situation, I'm also one for a mining case where between the mining company and between the Minister of Mines and the Ministry. This time also him escalate going to one for a political situation too with this for allegation where the accuse him this for a Chief of Staff blow Prime Minister, nephew blow Prime Minister Sogovare, for being involved law one for a consultancy where also for Axiom for hiring but one for group where but to help him Axiom for with a mining lease. Yeah? This was back into 2016. Time Axiom him still go ahead for try for securing rights for mine Isabel. So this for allegations come out. In response, Robson Dokovic and deny him, but also at the opposition too, at the highlighting the case was alleged corruption and issues to do with governance, and the opposition leader Matthew Wallham called for Dokovic for to be sacked and for Prime Minister for step down because of the situation with him, this fellow foreign investor, mining laws, and at the allegations of improper conduct of him.
And of course, latest one, you may hear him blow this one, Djokovic, him deny him everything.
That's right, him come back out and him reject him these fellow allegations. Now, if you remember, these allegations that come out, law, the Australian newspaper, where him published law weekend, where him been go finished, and him highlighting some for claims. Just recently, Robson Dokovic, him come back and him reject him with allegations here, where him say him not true and him threatened for taking defamation action against him or at the media outlets where had been publishing these fella claims.